see that guy? That was me not so long ago. What kind of guy without a drug or alcohol problem looks this way? Only a writer. Strangely enough, nobody believed that I actually had a book contract.
Well, it's masquerading as a sci-fi novel, but it's really my own personal manifesto about the plight of the individual in the 21st century. And I sort of created a utopian society where we all sort of...
Today was the day I was going to kick its ass. Here we go. That's gonna be great. Just gotta put in the time, stay in the room. That's the key concept. Don't leave the room. A few weeks pass this way. Maybe a few months. At least I still had Lindy. Just like that.
Eddie, this is hardly a surprise.
I'm surprised. Let's just not do this. Okay, I'm going to hand in 90 pages tomorrow on Friday. If you just wait to see what she says.
Eddie.
What?
I know how it's going. I was your girlfriend.
That word doesn't even begin to describe what you are to me.
Partner. Squeeze.
Paramour. Morata.
Cleaning lady. Bank.
Thanks.
We'll be there. Well, what's mine is yours, too, and you know I want to share the rest of my life with you. In fact, I was thinking...
Don't propose.
Why not?
Because it worked out so well for you last time.
It's true. I've been married once, right out of college. To Melissa.
I do.
Briefly.
This isn't working.
Well, even though everything you say is true, I still love you.
I gotta get back to work.
You didn't even tell me what happened.
I got it.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I'm an editor. I'll have my own assistant. You believe that?
Yeah, of course I believe it. You deserve it. She was right. Why stick it out? I had clearly missed the on-ramp. We both knew what was beckoning. The lower bunk in my childhood bedroom in Jersey. My father happy to welcome me into the challenging field of dental supply inventory.
Eddie Mora!
Of all the useless relationships better forgotten and put away in mothballs, is there any more useless than the ex-brother-in-law?
Holy shit, man! What's it been, like 9 years? God!
Hey!
You all right? You look like you're living on the streets. What's going on?
Not much. What's up? I'm writing. Writing a lot.
Oh, you're still trying to write?
Matter of fact, I have a book contract.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
How about you? Are you still dealing, Bert?
Do I look like I'm still dealing?
No, you don't. No.
Come on, let's go get a drink. I want to hear about this book.
I don't know. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
When does that ever stop?
So, how's Melissa doing?
There you go. Thanks. Wouldn't know. I don't see her. She moved upstate. She's got some kind of internet home sales kind of job. Couple kids.
Who's the husband?
He walked out on her, if you really want to know. But what do you care, man? You were married like 5 minutes. Look, I don't want to talk about her. I want to talk about you, okay? Tell me about this book. How's it going?
Well, it's, I'm behind. I'm behind on my book. And, pretty well polluting my days and nights, if you really want to know.
Well, how much have you written of it?
Not one word.
Creative problems, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose I can help you with that. Just this once.
Oh, no.
You don't even know what it is.
Just
still dealing.
Brother, I am light years from that now. I've been doing some consulting for a pharmaceutical company.
Well, like some offshore lab make a fake Viagra? Come on, Vern.
No. This is an exclusive product. It's coming on stream next year. They've had clinical trials and it's FDA approved.
All right, just out of curiosity, and that's all.
That's it. What's in it?
They've identified these receptors in the brain that activate specific circuits. And you know how they say that we can only access 20% of our brain? Well, what this does? It lets you access all of it.
Vern, look at me. Do I look into you? I'm broken. I'm depressed off my ass. I don't think that my life's going to take some sudden upswing into fame and fortune by taking some shiny brand-new designer drug.
Get. When? Tell him we can't do that. No, you tell him. No, now. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you here, Eddie. But I really do want to do this again. So call me. And that's on the house. I don't want to. Don't be ungrateful. You know how much that costs? $800. Pop. You're welcome.
All the way home, I thought about Melissa. How could she be a failure, too? She'd been so smart. Smarter than anyone around her.
Clearly, there was a direct link between this Eddie, slightly drunk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and an earlier Eddie, vomiting on his boss's desk or stealing his dying aunt's Percocet. So who could blame Lindy for dumping me?
So if you should find it, and if you're alone, well, alone.
In the end, how much worse could it get?
Is my name.
I didn't want to see anybody. Especially not my landlord's nasty young wife.
Allard, Tuesday.
Look, enough, okay? Steve handles the rent, so you can feed your crap to him.
I suddenly had extra reason to get away from her. I had thoughtlessly ingested a substance.
Like, the rent's not low enough.
I had gotten remarkably little information from Vernon about what this drug would do.
You could even be a bike messenger and come up with that, really.
What if it was a hallucinogen?
It's pathetic.
Oh, my God. Listening to her rag, if I were tripping, I'd jump out a window.
Hello? Are you listening to me? Do you get it? You are going to be out on the street.
And then I felt it.
You don't have a place to live. Do you want to be home?
I was blind, but now I see.
You don't like me, and I don't blame you. You see a self-defeating, energy-sucking piece of shit who's sponging off your husband. You're wishing I'd blow my brains out, but my existence shouldn't make you this upset. What is it?
That's none of your business.
Something wrong in law school?
How do you know I'm in law school?
People who aren't usually don't carry around dry, academically constipated books about a dead Supreme Court justice.
You're a creep, aren't you? You've been following me.
No, I just noticed the book.
You just saw the corner of it. How did you know that?
I'd seen it before, 12 years ago in college. Sitting on the couch of a TA I was trying to make, waiting for her to come back out of the bathroom, hoping she'd have a condom. Somehow my unconscious had served that up. A memory I'd never even recorded, or was it there the whole time, and all I needed was the access.
If you're writing a paper, that's not the book I'd use.
Well, who asked you?
Hastings has his oral history, I'd start there. Interesting point, grammatically, this guy was an idiot, which sort of gives credence to the theory that one of the clerks he had fired actually wrote most of this guy's major opinions. You could Google the clerk's sons. They'd love to talk to you, exonerate their dad. That'd give you something that no one else has.
Anything information from the odd museum show, a half-read article, some PBS documentary, Jackson. Was all bubbling up in my frontal lobes, mixing itself together into a sparkling cocktail of useful information. She didn't have a chance.
What are your suggestions?
We'd really worked on her paper, too. In 45 minutes, it was a polished gem. She was pleased. Home. But it couldn't be my home, could it? Who would live like this? My first thought? Torture. But saner heads prevailed. What was this drug? I couldn't stay messy on it. I hadn't had a cigarette in 6 hours. Hadn't eaten. So, abstemious and tidy? What was this? A drug for people who wanted to be more anal retentive? I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it. The next morning, I sent a little probe down into my brain. No surge of brilliance came up to greet me. In short, I was back. But something remained.
You're kidding.
Oh.
Words have appeared on paper.
Yes.
Written by you.
All you have to do is read 3 pages. Just read 3 pages in the next hour, and if you don't want to keep reading, I'll give you back the advance. Okay.
Okay, Evan.
I'm 40 pages further in. Call me. It's a little grandiose, but I'm still reading. Okay, how did you do this? I'd really like... Just call me the minute you get in. Call. Okay?
Who is it?
Hey, Vernon, it's Eddie.
Eddie who?
Maura.
Not a good time, Eddie.
Hey, Vern, I really just need to talk to you. Hey, oh, whoa. Vern, what happened?
Don't worry about it, I'm fine. So, Eddie, you are interested after all.
That stuff's amazing.
Works better if you're already smart.
Vern, who did this to you?
Trust me, you don't want to know.
What's it called?
Doesn't have a street name yet. But the boys in the kitchen are calling it NZT-48.
The boys.
In the kitchen? That doesn't sound very FDA approved, Vern.
FDA approved, that's a laugh. You didn't believe that shit, did you?
Okay, so what do we have here? Some unknown, untested, possibly dangerous drug scammed out of some unidentified lab somewhere, given to me by a highly unreliable guy I hadn't seen in years.
So you want some more?
Yes, definitely.
All right, we'll talk about it. But I need a favor first. Obviously, I'm in no condition to go out right now, so I was wondering if you could hop down to the dry cleaners, grab my suit for me, and maybe grab a little breakfast for us.
He knew he had me. Sure.
From now on, I'd happily be his errand boy. Wash his windows, scrub his toilet. Anything I could do to get my hands on that little clear pill that would bring back enhanced Eddie.
Vern? Vern?
I need to report a murder. 7B, yes. Okay, I won't.
Took them forever, and the longer I stood there, the clearer I saw. Vern had known whoever had done this. And one guessed what they'd been looking for. But had they found it? I just actually met him on the street, and he asked me to come up.
Buy some drugs?
No, No. What?
What did this guy do?
He, I don't know. He was, I heard that he was an antiques dealer.
A dealer?
Yeah, antiques. Like Viennese kind of, chairs and stuff. Like, you know, like curly cute leg things.
Yeah. That is correct. And Edward Mora. He's here. Victim's sister.
I hadn't heard her voice in 10 years.
Eddie?
Melissa?
Are you there?
Just before I run into him on the street and, yeah.
Oh, God. I wish it was more surprised. It was involved in some stuff that, I better not say anymore.
No, that's probably a good idea. So, we should probably, meet or something, right?
No, I gotta do the funeral and God knows what else. We can't meet, okay?
Right, well, I guess I'll just see you at the funeral then.
No, I don't want that. Please don't. I'll call you at some point, okay, when this is over.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
No. Something has a gel here. Write down your number. I may need to contact you later.
The risk? What would you do?
All right, I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
Cash, combined with an unprecedented surge of motivation, enabled me to finish the book in 4 days. A tablet a day, and what I could do with my day, was limitless. I learned to play the piano in 3 days. Math became useful. And fun.
I'm all in.
Even half listening to any language, I became fluent.
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Donc vous me dites que tout auteur qui mérite statut adjectif comme Orwellien, Dickensien, so that Shakespeare is considered polite mediocrity.
There's no arguing with you.
This was great.
So, Mom, I've been doing a little research on Aunt Helen's tumor, and it's totally clear that anybody with familial abdominis polyposis should be supplementing platinum-based doublet regimens with eicosapentaenoic acid.
I suddenly knew everything about everything.
Well, sure, you get a short-term spike, but wouldn't that rapid expansion devalue the stock completely in 2 years?
No, because there are safeguards.
Against aggressive overexpansion? There aren't, because there are no safeguards in human nature. And we're wired to overreach. Look at history. All the countries that ever ruled the world. Portugal with this big, massive navy. All they got now are salt cod and cheap condoms. The Brits? Now they're just sitting on their dank little island fussing over their suits. No one's stopping and thinking, hey, we're doing pretty well. We got France. We got Poland. We got a big Swiss bank account. You know what? Let's not invade Russia in the winter. Let's go home. Let's pop a beer and let's live off the interest. Yeah.
My brain was just pouring this stuff out. Everything I'd ever read, heard, seen was now organized and available. Here it is. Here you go.
Eddie. Hey. Listen, I'm sure you have a portfolio, but if you don't, I'd be very interested in working with you.
Okay, Kevin. I made some new friends who invited me to the beach. The beach was not nearby. All my fear, all my shyness, gone.
They've done 4 basic trials. Phase 3.
But mere lounging wasn't enough.
Oh,
only problem? If I wasn't moving forward, I felt like I was going to explode.
Anybody ever jump?
Are you crazy?
He's not gonna do it.
Oh
my God! And then I began to form an idea. Suddenly, I knew exactly what I needed to do. It wasn't writing. It wasn't books. Was much bigger than that. But it would take money to get there. In a down market, no one was making much.
The base case that would reflect a
but no one had NZT.
In an optimistic scenario, gains of that nature merely would reflect growth in the economy and would not pose an obstacle to what is
armed with Vern's last $800, I made $2,000 in a day. Next day, $7,500. It was too slow. I'd need more capital. Banks weren't lending to guys like me.
Hey, let's him in a corner back out. Liv told you that I'm looking for a short-term loan.
Yeah, and I told Liv, forget it.
Why?
Because I don't see you before and I don't like you already. Why do I give you $100,000?
Because I quintupled my money 4 days in a row.
So you got a fix in the game?
No, not a fix. I was able to calculate certain patterns using algorithms. If you look at column 4, this was the first...
You're good.
Okay, it's a fix.
Yeah, you know, all you people get caught. What are you gonna do then?
Well, it's not as if I have a black book with your name in it. That's what you're talking about. And besides, I get the strong feeling that you're not somebody I want to disappoint.
Hey, don't get up. Hey. Don't get up, sit down.
Okay.
Okay. You take this, you're mine.
Okay.
You understand? You don't pay, you know what we do? I cut you at waist. Peel your skin up over your head and tie a knot in it. You don't die from this. You suffocate.
Okay.
Good luck.
My new friend, Kevin Doyle, showed me how you could leverage 2.5 times your cash at a day trading firm. I've been upping the dose for over a week. It seemed to cut my learning curve.
Hey, why are you buying that? The CEO was just indicted.
But not for the big fat defense contract he bribed his way into. That's still on. Should be announced next week.
I was jacked in, booted up. At the end of the week, my brokerage account contained over $2 million. Word quickly got out.
You have 19 messages.
4 job offers, my bank raising my line of credit, a reporter from the New York Post.
Really call me back, Mr. Mora. Someone makes money that fast, this article's going to get written with or without you.
And finally, Kevin Doyle trying to sound casual.
Eddie, I was talking to you up to my boss, and, well, the impossible happened, bud. We got you a meeting with Carl Van Loon.
Carl Van Loon wants to meet you.
Apparently so.
But you're not in the finance game. What can you do for Carl Van Loon?
Signore Marra, buonasera.
Ah, buonasera.
Come va?
Allora, per le tante le altre, per le lezioni, ok, è vero?
Sì, certo.
Ah, ma spero non troppo, che non sia della piazza.
No, è dal cartellino.
Ah, molto grazie. Bene, grazie mille.
No. Since when do you speak Italian?
Oh,
self-improvement month. I guess somebody gave me a wake-up call.
I hope you didn't do it for me.
No, I just wanted to apologize to you, Lynn. And let you know that apparently my capacity for self-sabotage wasn't boundless after all. The real question is, why did you ever put up with me?
I was in love with you. So when does the book come out?
Next year. How's your new assistant?
She's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, are you gonna get a new
You know,
car?
I'm really happy you're here with me.
I'm proud of you. And a little intimidated.
We started up again. Her place. My place. Basically every place.
In a sizzling 3 days of trading, the unknown Mr. Mora trumped the market, prompting one top hedge fund manager to comment. He's Houdini. He's a prophet of our time.
Okay, give me that. Give me that.
He's God?
You coming over later?
I can't. I don't have a key.
Oh, well, that's right.
Can I have it back?
Nope.
No?
I mean, does it have to be that key? Can't it be a new key? Our place.
It'd be cost effective.
And you say I'm not practical. Can I walk you to work?
Doing, huh?
Nothing.
You should sleep. Isn't your Van Loon meeting tomorrow? Eddie? Are you okay? What are you doing out here? When's the last time you ate something?
Here he is. Nice article in the Post, buddy. Okay, he is on his way. Now be warned, he's mercurial. One minute you're best friend, the next you're a leper. And he needs direct answers. Anything tentative, and you've lost him forever. I think we should rehearse a few scenarios.
I'm meeting Kevin.
Hey, are you up for this? You sure? Because I got a little bit on the line here.
Have a toast plate.
It's called a
loop.
That's called a
loop. John. Hey, Carl. Good to see you.
How are you, Eddie?
So, Eddie Mora, what's your secret?
Medication. I'm on special medication.
Okay.
Well, it's a formula with a complex method. But, of course, research was a component, massive research. I knew every helix of every scrap of DNA in every company I bought. Paper stack like the Himalayas in my office. And you know what?
The stocks went up.
By a hair. Sure, stocks rose. But who wants to do all that work for a shitty little uptick? It's not the visceral kind of spike you want in short-term holding, so I dispensed with all the hard statistics, and I went right to the rumor mill.
So you bought your stocks based on what? The Tom Thomas meeting in the street?
Sure. I mean, share prices aren't really based on how a company works. It's about how mass psychology works. So if I found certain algorithms in the perception of a stock...
Pattern recognition. That's your psycho help.
Well, not everybody understands the patterns. And that gave me a little bit more of an uptick, but it's just a parlor trick. So then I went on to door number three.
Are you really implying that you have some sort of ultimate formula? Well, from 12,000 to 2.3 million in 10 days.
I do have a formula, Mr. Pierce.
Delusions of grandeur.
I don't have delusions of grandeur. I have an actual recipe for grandeur.
I don't know who you are, Eddie, or what your game is, but I'm sure of one thing. You don't work in my world.
I'm up to my ass with investment guys, and you don't have the half-terrified, half-cocky line of crap, which is not to say that I like yours any better, but you obviously pick your stocks in a way which I haven't seen before. Take a look at these companies. Tell me what you think.
Right now?
Yeah, take your time.
Sure.
These companies aren't the question, are they?
Explain.
Unless you're playing both sides of the fence. Control the whole power enchilada. But no, these companies wouldn't get you there in emerging markets. You would have to... Oh, whoa. Well, this must be some big-ass merger you're contemplating. And there's really only one company with enough bling to justify a merger with Van Loon & Associates.
Who have you been talking to?
Oh, I'm just connecting the dots. Is Hank Atwood really going to go for it?
Well, you're an amazing con artist, so you're a very smart young man.
I mean, come on. The two of you together? The whole world would have to come begging for energy like Oliver Twist and his bowl of gruel.
Well, now you're going backwards. What else you got?
A prediction. It won't come off.
Why is that?
You'd have to back off Libya.
Really?
Well, you don't want to hear this from some schmuck and he's right home.
All right, you get your shot. Meet me tomorrow at the St. Regis at 10 and tell me how the gutsy little schmuck who needs a ride home would restructure these deals. And you better be prepared.
I'm at your disposal.
You don't really live here, do you?
Well, the Spartans weren't big on amenities.
Yeah, and they eventually got their asses kicked.
I didn't go in. I wanted to walk, move, digest, ingest.
There are moments in life, moments when you know you've crossed a bridge, your old life is over. Van Loon was my bridge. I finally had my shot. Wall Street would provide my nest egg. But then how far could I go? CEO? A global force? Maybe president? Time somebody shook up the free world and got things done. Suddenly, there was another skip. How had I gone the last 20 blocks? I got another 10 blocks. And then I was way uptown.
I'm
When it finally stopped, I couldn't account for the last 18 hours of my life. Even off NZT, I decided to give Van Loon's files a shot. They were hieroglyphs.
Hello?
Kevin, it's Eddie.
Eddie?
Listen, I can't make the meeting today.
What are you talking about?
I can't come in today. I'm sick.
Yeah? Well, you can't have the flu right now. I'll never give you this chance again.
I know. Listen, I have all this data to analyze. And...
what have you been doing for the last day?
Kevin, I don't...
Don't you get it? This is your test.
Yeah, well, I can't pass the test right now.
And how am I going to look if you don't?
I know. Listen, I just...
Shh, listen to me. Pull yourself together. Get down to the meeting.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Hey, how are you, Eddie?
Good to see you.
What do you know about Hank Atwood?
Atwood, he's an iconoclast. Owns about half of Colorado.
So this is prepared, Eddie?
Is this Atwood 101? Doesn't everybody know about Atwood?
Where was he 2 years ago?
Nowhere.
2 years ago, he wasn't even on Forbes' radar.
That was a great leap forward, right?
I'm baffled by this guy. Comes out of nowhere so strong, has me on the run before I can even get to anybody in his camp.
Beats me out of two properties, invests in countries with no oil. This has never been out of selling.
Here in front of the hotel where a woman identified as Maria Weinberg was found dead in her room last night, a victim of foul play. Ms. Weinberg was a well-known socialite and model, but was also known for her dedicated charity work around the city. Police spent hours questioning hotel staff and patrons, and an eyewitness reported seeing a man leaving the scene.
Let me convince him that I can raise this game. Got any ideas? Authorities. Steve? What do you think? You're not one of those kind of guys, are you, Eddie? We lose you if there's a screen in the room? These are tectonic plates that are shifting right under us.
Pardon me, 1 second.
Was it possible? Could I have killed someone? Was it even me?
Eddie?
Eddie? This is Melissa. Listen, Vernon hasn't been giving you anything, has he? Because that stuff is dangerous.
Melissa?
Hey, do you think that we can meet somewhere? I really need to talk to you.
We're talking now.
No, let's meet at Billy's on Grant at noon.
You can't see me, Eddie.
No. Oh,
Eddie, please.
Please come. I it's important. I really need to know what you're talking about.
I realized that there were other people who might know about NZT. Vernon's other clients.
Yeah, hi. May I please speak with Jerry Brady?
Jerry's in the hospital.
He's what?
Yeah, he's not doing well at all.
Yeah, hello. Is Paul Kaplan there?
No. No, he's not. Paul passed away 3 days ago.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he started getting headaches. Then he collapsed at work. Now he's in the ICU.
Okay, well, please give him my best.
Thank you.
Of all the people I called, three were dead and the rest were sick.
Good, because I know. I didn't want you to see me this way. You look good.
Oh, I just sort of got myself together.
NZT will do that to you.
What do you mean?
I mean, I took it too. Vernon didn't tell you any of this, did he?
No.
Well, when he told me about this amazing new drug, I was like down the hatch, and it was amazing. You know, I read Brian Greene's The Elegant Universe in 45 minutes, and I understood it. My work rate increased just insanely overnight, and my boss started to hate me. And they offered me his job, and then I got scared.
Why?
Why? Because I'm not stupid. Nobody can operate at that level of mental activity and not crash. I stopped taking it.
And?
And I got sick. Headaches, throwing up. So I went back to Vernon. He told me about all the people that were dying. How much have you been taking, Eddie?
I've been taking a lot.
Well, maybe they've worked out the bugs. Maybe this is a different batch.
Yeah.
You're off it right now. aren't you?
Just finish your story.
Well, I didn't take any more and I didn't die. But after a while, I realized that I couldn't concentrate on anything for longer than 10 minutes. I missed deadlines, got lazy, slow, so slow. That was 2 years ago. And I haven't been the same since. You have some left? Good. Well, you go home and you take it. You take the dose down, but you don't just stop. You'll die if you just stop. Try to taper off. Otherwise, the headaches are just the beginning. I have to go.
Do you know who makes it?
I don't know. I have to go.
I'm here now.
Oh, good.
Come on, get going. I can write you a check.
Check.
Are you out of your mind? What do you think I am, some financial institution?
Oh, no, you're right. We just need to go to the bank.
What do you got there? What is it?
No, it's just aspirin.
Don't look like no aspirin I ever see. It sounded good, huh? I feel good, man. What's in this stuff?
It's just vitamins and aspirin.
You're full of shit, Andy, baby.
No, I need to get it. It's really something, babe. I need my pills.
Eddie, what pills?
I don't, babe, it's complicated.
What are you taking? Are you on drugs?
I had no choice. I told Lindy everything.
So, all this energy of yours, all this focus, has been a drug.
Well, it was supposed to be legal. I have a supply stashed.
You want me to go get it?
No. I'm gonna go get it.
Give me your keys. I'll go to your apartment.
It's not in my apartment. I moved it.
Okay. So where did you move it? In my house. Unbelievable.
Have you got it?
Yeah. There's someone following me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He got into the cab behind me, and he's making every turn I'm making.
Baby, call the cops.
Can you go around him?
What's happening?
We're stopped dead. He's getting out. Eddie, he's walking over here.
Lindy?
Oh, God.
No!
Oh.
man's chasing me. He followed me from my building. I don't know him. Please.
No, buddy, let's leave her alone. Are you deaf? I said leave her alone. Hey, buddy, are you trying to piss me off? Give it...
Whoa! What are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm here. What happened?
I'm stuck. He'll find me.
Please stop talking. Don't move.
He killed two guys.
What?
He's gonna kill me too.
No. Can he see you?
No. Not yet. I don't know what to do.
Okay, I need you to go into the bank and take one of the pills.
You'll know what to do. You'll take it, and then you'll know.
He's got a knife. Eddie, I can't think my way out of a knife.
Just listen to me. It'll come on in 30 seconds, and you'll think your way out. That's what it does. Lydia, I love you.
So sorry about what happened. I want you to know that you never, ever have to go through that again, because I can take care of us now.
I'm sure you can.
I can make us safe. I'm back, okay?
Who's back, Eddie?
Me.
No, it's not you. You were different before.
I'm still the same person, Lynn.
I wasn't when I was on it. I did things I would never do.
Those things saved your life.
But they weren't me.
Yes, they were. No, the way it works.
I know how it works. I get it. I totally get it. You feel invincible.
Where it will take us, Lynn, you can't even imagine. The things we'll be able to do. Where we'll be a year from now. The kind of life that we'll finally be able to live.
Well, you might have to live it without me.
Look, I am going to stop taking it. There's just some things that I have to do to keep us safe and to set us up. And then I'm going to get off it. I mean, that's the plan. Look, I have a plan. I swear. I'm going to get off it.
Okay. I hope you do.
I was under the impression our business was settled.
I want some more of that stuff. But I'll shoot you right here. Take your pick.
This guy was not going away. A few pills would buy me some time.
Here it is. We're done.
We'll see.
Until I found a more permanent solution.
Unless you see a real threat, I never want to know that I have any security. You'll never precede me. You'll always follow me. Never more than 15 steps behind. And never stand too close together. I want to be able to look behind me if the opportunity presents itself. And don't wear the same color suit. This isn't the Matrix.
You have to know, Eddie, I wrote you off.
I was sick.
You don't get sick. You're playing at this level, you get hit by a car, you don't even die.
No, you're absolutely right.
I know I'm right. I mean, I didn't know who or what I was talking to.
105. That's what you were talking to, Carl. Delirium.
Mm-hmm.
I sent over my revised projections.
I didn't ask for your projections.
I know, but I think if you take a look at them...
I already have, as a matter of fact. I fired a few people over your projections.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're relieved that you know things my team missed. The minute, the instant, that's no longer true.
2 months after I'd started NZT, I was brokering the biggest merger in corporate history.
Ironically, it's going to be Crude. Crude is going to be where we're going to hit them.
Which yields a prospective profit of 200%. That makes both of us very happy campers.
I found that if I maintained an even dose, remembered to eat, drank no alcohol, blackouts didn't occur.
Tom, is it possible to construct an imperceptible compartment?
In this jacket?
In all of them.
Certainly, sir.
Safer though my stash now was, I was not sitting around until it ran out.
Well, can I combine these ingredients in the same exact quantity? Yes, but the exact method of delivery to the brain, darts at a dartboard.
Meaning?
Clinical trials, guinea pig people.
That's going to take too long.
That's what it is. You know, or you'll kill people. But you need 12 to 18 months.
I'll give you $2 million if you can do it in six. Cost 30%. And,
I thought we straightened this out, Detective.
This isn't about burning Gant, Mr. Moore.
What is this about?
The witness identified the Maria Winberg suspect as this person. You want to tell me your whereabouts the night of April 2nd?
I couldn't keep this quiet on my own. Enter Morris Brandt, the most lethal lawyer in New York.
You're lucky somebody wiped the room. It's weak circumstantial at best. Just between us. Were you there?
I don't remember.
I don't want to make concessions to you.
Carl Van Loon and Hank Atwood had no idea I might soon be charged with murder.
The landscape will have changed. But Psycorps, Andine, and others are jockeying for the same industrial concessions in Libya that both our companies are pretending we're not sniffing out.
How do you know this?
The governmental bribe system is itself corrupt, so of course information about its inner workings, like anything, can be bought.
Go on.
If you take a look at the lower left-hand column in 2008, five companies were jockeying for position before we even took notice.
Jesus, he looks frail.
Could be an act.
He's not even 60.
He's
So have you decided, Eddie? What are you going to do?
This is over? I don't know. You haven't given me the answer.
You haven't asked the question.
Well, given the scale of my contribution, let's say 45.
Come on, $45,000. 40 million is plenty, Eddie. There's a lot more where that came from. You know, Eddie, it may be on your mind that you're not going to continue to work for me anymore.
This has been a learning experience in my life.
I hope it has. I hope you don't think you've gotten enough from me. On to the next.
Well, in order for a career to evolve, I'm going to have to move on.
That you would even think that would only show me how unprepared you are to be on your own. I mean, you do know you're a freak. Your deductive powers are a gift from God or chance or a stray shot of sperm or whatever, whoever the hell wrote your life script. A gift, not earned. You do not know what I know because you have not earned those powers. You're careless with those powers. You flaunt them and you throw them around like a brat with his trust fund. You haven't had to climb up all the greasy little rungs. You haven't been bored blind at the fundraisers. You haven't done the time in that first marriage to the girl with the right father. You think you can leap over all in a single bound. You haven't had to bribe or charm or threaten your way to a seat at that table. You don't know how to assess your competition because you haven't competed. Don't make me your competition. Now, I'll open up a line of credit for you. You'll be wanting a few toys.
Hotel rooms were no longer an option. What I needed was a bunker.
There's a built-in safe, central surveillance, vault-grade pneumatic doors. It's an unparalleled three-tier security system. A fortress with a hell of a view.
What's the asking price?
8.5.
I'll take it.
Right away, it was obvious he was on NZT.
Next week, I'm going to need 20 pills.
Next week, you can go fuck yourself. Not that you'd feel anything.
I don't think your Fortune 500 financial friends would appreciate the details of your little dilemma with the police. Thursday, I'm going to need the pills here.
Getting smarter.
Obviously, this could not go on, but there is very little on this earth that $40 million can't solve. And tomorrow at 9... Atwood would sign the papers.
Do you want to call it?
Cold feet?
It was all last night to tell us that. Anything?
How cold it again, sir?
Okay, the decision could have changed. That makes sense. The discourtesy doesn't. It's still on.
Oh, based on your charts and projections.
You don't remind me. Who are you anyway?
I'm sorry, Carl. I've had it with this unqualified posturing little prick. Pull it back. I mean, since when is this the Delphic Oracle?
Don, pull it back.
Excuse me, Mr. Van Loon? Mrs. Atwood is in your office.
Oh, Mrs. Atwood, Carl Van Loon, my associate, Edward Mora.
Pleasure.
I wanted to make this as confidential as possible.
Of course.
My husband experienced some pain and dizziness this morning. He's currently at Lenox Hill, undergoing tests. I just want you to know we have every intention of signing the contract. And as soon as he is able, we will proceed.
I realize it's a useless platitude, but if there's anything that we can do, please don't hesitate to tell us.
Obviously, we want to be as helpful and respectful as possible, Mrs. Atwood.
Thank you, Joe. I rely on your discretion.
There won't be a proxy.
A cagey prick like him giving away power of attorney?
Well, better get better.
But Atwood wouldn't get better, because Atwood was out of NZT.
Well, why be surprised?
How many other meteoric rises might be explained by NZT? At least I had some. My life wasn't in jeopardy.
You can wait here.
Only my money. And my liberty.
I've been all over them. We can't allow any disparity in race or physical type between you and the rest of the lineup.
Okay.
You're as close to your clones as I could possibly get. It's got to be just one big handsome blur to this guy.
was out there. The woman's husband. A hotel maid. Was this how it was all going to end?
Not the dimmest clue. He was dithering. Maybe the third one from the right. No, not him. There you go. It's a thing of beauty. You have that maid?
I did.
Have you been talking to anyone?
No, I haven't been talking to anybody, Carl. I'm not stupid.
I know you're not stupid, Eddie, but don't make the classic smart person's mistake, thinking no one's smarter than you. Where the hell have you been? This is the second time you've turned to vapor.
I was in the building. I was getting coffee. Why? Has there been movement?
Yeah, there's been movement, all right. Atwood's in a coma. He wasn't playing us. He's dying. What do you know about this?
I was less than usually equipped to answer. The dullness was coming on. I was overdue to take my NZT, and the pain was starting behind my eyes.
Excuse me.
You're not excused.
What, a man in your employ can't take a piss, Carl?
Was it Brandt or someone else? The police station? A coat room?
Mr. Mara. This just came for you.
I've given you years. Don't tell me that you're attaching to your power to the bench, and I'm not going to open it. Hope not. Let me know when you know. All right, I'm going to ask you again, Eddie. What do you know about this?
What, about the leak?
No, about Atwood.
What? What about Atwood?
Look, you got a long way to go as a liar, kiddo.
Carl, I don't know what you're
talking... Listen, what you're about to say is bullshit. I know there's something you're hiding from me. I smell it on you. Right now, I want to know why this deal is dead in the water.
Carl.
Eddie!
Outside Lenox Hill Hospital today, more twists and turns in the Van Loon-Atwood merger.
There is absolutely no truth to the rumor of this merger. None whatsoever. My husband is having tests. This is a difficult time. We would appreciate you directing further questions to our attorney.
Yes, we have no further comments at this time. We're just awaiting the results of the latest round of tests and hoping for the best. Thank you.
And so, here I am. I knew they would kill me, slowly and horribly, but this choice would at least be mine. but we're instinctive creatures. We want to live. So my foggy brain tried to remember where one tablet of NZT might be. It was possible, and possible was enough.
Why would you upset me? I don't like being down to this last one. You don't even know how to use it. You don't appreciate it. You see, I dissolve it in solution. You shoot it. It goes straight into the blood and brain. Lasts much longer. So, you gonna tell me where the rest is?
I'm plumb out.
You shoot the egg. You know, these guys are gonna find it. Or I'm gonna make you tell me. Question is, which is gonna come first? I guess we're gonna find out, huh? This is a waste of my time, you know? I'm getting out of this side of the business. I'm branching out. I'm starting import-export company. Very exciting stuff. I've got a lot on my plate. You're lucky I'm here.
The Schulze!
I'm back in the old times. I might peel your skin back. Flay you. Flay. It's a nice word. I didn't know this before. Oh, that's such a poor vocabulary. But then I discovered this thing, Google. Did you know the small and large intestines is 20 foot long? I had no idea. I don't believe it. I gotta see this for myself. I'm dubious. It's another nice word. Anyway, I'm sure you're curious, too. But don't worry, everything's sterilized. We're gonna keep you alive for the whole shebang. You're gonna get a front row seat, baby.
Not much of a triumph, was it? Because I would die here, too. Only NZT could help me, and the last of it was in this thug's bloodstream.
Victor!
What?
Victor!
Police would later note that my apartment's previous owner was an arms dealer. Of course, these intruders had been his dissatisfied clients. And the nut was still young.
I'm sure you're curious about what happened to your boss. Oh, I certainly am. I mean, if my attorney was really working for Mr. Atwood trying to save his life, why is he dead? I mean, at what point was the Pony Express supposed to ride in with his life-saving medication?
His boss was dead. So, I didn't matter now. But he did not appreciate that Morris Brandt had kept the pills for himself. And it was all still possible.
Actually, no, there's no more tickets. Yeah, I know. An overbooked fundraiser, and that's a first. Well, here he comes. I'll ask him.
Oh, that's much better. Great job.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Edward! I think we're looking at a second overflow event. There's a wave of donations coming in, and I don't think they're even going to try a second debate.
Great.
Hold on. Guy from Ivan Chemcorp's in your office.
I have a lunch.
Look, your biggest contributor, give him his two crappy little minutes.
Ivan Chemcorp Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Finally get to meet the guys that keep the lights on.
Carl?
Mr. Mora.
What a surprise. They told me somebody from Ivan was coming.
Of course. Yeah, that's me now. I'm moving out of the energy business.
Come on. That's like half moving out of the mansion.
Yeah, I bought Ivan a couple of months ago. I'm surprised you didn't hear.
No. They really keep me hopping here.
Well, it's going to pay off, Senator Mora. The Senate, who knows? Everything's a technicality from here on in, isn't it, Eddie? I think we both know where it's headed, if you can maintain. Have you asked yourself what you're going to do when you run out?
What did
did you know?
Does it matter? I know now. I wish you'd come to me at first, Eddie. I could have bought Ivan at 33 a share. We could have been partners.
So Ivan makes NZT.
Well, it'll never officially exist. Obviously, I don't need to point out the advantages for you.
Oh, I think maybe you do.
Limitless supply. We know you can't get any more.
You sure about that?
They shut down your lab this morning. Eddie, I just want to help you, that's all. Keep you supplied, no disruption in service. Give you peace of mind, that's all.
And in return, I do what?
Get a little advice, maybe. I won't be bothering you much at first.
And later,
what are you going to be bothering me with?
Well, given where you're heading, some of our ideas are a bit ambitious. But hey, I think they're achievable.
And what if I don't like your ideas?
And then we'll say Godspeed. And your candle will have shed a brief but lovely light. But you know what, Eddie? Let's not even go there right now. Right now, I just want to keep you brilliant and healthy. Come on, let's go get some lunch.
After you, Senator.
Thanks for stopping by, Carl.
Give us a second. What are you doing? You want to be president of the United States or brain dead, stuck full of tubes?
I'll take my chances.
I told you, your chances don't exist. We shut down your lab.
You don't think some smartass in NZT might have two or three or even four labs?
So what? You're not making any more.
That's right, I'm not. I thought better of it. See, once you know what's in it, you can tweak it, re-engineer it, get the bugs out, taper off. I'm off it, Carl.
Well, on it or off it, there's no scenario where you're not working for me.
How are you going to pay me? In cigarettes? Last year, you traded inside information 17 times. Blank checks from Dubai, dumping in Chile, disappeared officials. I mean, you shed a spotlight.
You want to go to war with me?
No way. And trust me when I say this, I'm not even being creative.
There's no way you can be making accusations like that and be walking around alive.
But you would even think that shows me how unprepared you are to fight me.
You're no longer equipped to fight me.
I may be off, but you think I didn't learn anything? That my synapses didn't change? That I kept absolutely nothing?
You have no idea what kind of enemy I can
That van's going to rear in that taxi.
What?
The driver's distracted. He's texting. He's going 30 miles an hour. He's 60 feet to stop. He doesn't have room.
What van?
I see everything, Carl. I'm 50 moves ahead of you and everybody else. What makes you think I don't have a guy with a bead on you right now? How do you know you're going to be alive this time next year?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Something's pumping a half mass in there. Walls of your heart are dilated. Aortic valve stenosis. You're going to need to get that replaced. But you already knew that. You know, you should really be glad about this. Because me working for you, you'd end up as my bitch.
Maybe we should cool off and talk again.
I don't think so. Don't forget the boat.
Edward. You good?
Yeah. Told you I have a lunch.
Don't worry. How's your day going?
I've had better.
I still can't deal with that haircut. I wouldn't even recognize you on the street.
Well, I'm a new man.
I've already ordered.
Wei Jing会保护你的衣服，可是会把我当脏做。
Racing through my brain, it's true. Baby, I'm high.
falling for you.
Just go with it. We'll be playing in 15 minutes. Stop by our snack bar and pick up a bucket of popcorn for only $5.50. And thank you for coming to the movies.